Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, on the day that's in it, Miles Dungan poses the romantic question, was St. Valentine beaten to death with clubs?
Cue the mushy music, break out the chocolates, take a wee moment to smell that garland of roses and count those cards again. Because if you didn't know that it's St. Valentine's Day today, you're either out of luck or an incurable grouch. We get to the sad fate of the man after whom the day is named a little later. One thing you can say about St. Valentine, purveyor of love and affection, hero to card makers, chocolatiers, intimate restaurants, the post office, and maternity hospitals around the middle of November, is that the various churches in which he is revered work the man very hard indeed. The afterlife does not necessarily mean a restful retirement for holy men. Valentine is not just the patron saint of lovers, you see. He doesn't get any downtime after mid-February. In addition to his patronage of love, amour, amore, liebe, STDs, and love bites, he's also the patron saint of beekeepers. He's charged with their protection and with the sweetness of honey. Not only that, but he's patron saint against epilepsy, fainting, and the bubonic plague. He's been doing quite well on the latter in recent years. The man himself was a Christian martyr who met a sad and violent end around the year 270 AD in Rome, where his skull is still exhibited to this day. But fear not, apparently a small vessel containing some of his blood, which has survived remarkably well after 1,750-odd years, is on display in the Carmelite Church in Whitefriar Street in Dublin. Hopefully, it's the blood of the correct Valentine, because apparently there are around a dozen saints and martyrs of that name who feature in regional Christian church lists. The most recent one was canonized in 1988. There's even a Pope Valentine, but he only lasted in office for 40 days in 827. So wisely, perhaps, no pontiff has assumed the name since the 9th century. Is it significant, one wonders, that apparently there are no churches dedicated to St. Valentine in buttoned-down England, while there are dozens in his name in amorous Italy? Which brings to mind the title of that long-running 1970s farce, No Sex, Please, We're British. It ran in the West End for 16 years. One of the Italian churches named after him was situated in the 1960 Rome Olympic Village, though, by all accounts, the presence of St. Valentine is not essential for lustful carry-on in Olympic villages. The problem with Valentine and all the saccharine of the day associated with his name is that he's a Christian martyr. There's no getting away from the fact, as you sip your first Prosecco of the night and dive into the Quality Street, that poor Valentine, to whom you owe tonight's date with your outrageously handsome or beautiful escort, came to a very bad end indeed. As regards the poor man's demise, there is some clubbing involved, but not of the type you might hope to be indulging in later tonight if that romantic dinner goes well. As with most of the early saints and martyrs, the precise details of his passing are disputed, but the consensus seems to be that he fell foul of the Roman Emperor Claudius, not the I Claudius of the Robert Graves books, who was a good egg, but Claudius II, who was more of a hard-boiled type. Valentine, or Valentinus, to give him his Roman name, was accused of marrying Christian couples, hence his designation as patron saint of lovers. But Claudius II was a tad unsentimental about Christian nuptials. In fact, he didn't approve of Christians of any stripe. Aiding and abetting Christianity was a capital offence in 3rd century Rome. Claudius ordered that Valentine should be beaten to death with clubs, not the sort of end that we would associate with such a mushily romantic figure. The good news is that the beating failed to kill him. The bad news is that he was then beheaded, which did. Spare a thought for his dreadful end as the maitre d' escorts you to your table tonight. Actually, maybe save your reflections until tomorrow. Contemplating beatings and beheadings as you order the starter might spoil your appetite or ruin that all-important frisson as you gaze rapturously into the eyes of your dinner date. But as to the ultimate fate of St. Valentine, patron saint of lovers and beekeepers, was he beaten to death with clubs? No, he was decapitated. So that's fake history. Do enjoy your evening.
That old romantic there, Miles Dungan.